From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Republican candidates debate in California. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump took center stage Wednesday as his party's second major debate of the nomination race.
We don't get along with China. We don't get along with the heads of Mexico. We don't get along with anybody. And yet at the same time, they rip us left and right. They take advantage of us economically and every other way. We get along with nobody. I will get along, I think, with Putin, and I will get along with others, and we will have a much more stable world.
10 challengers joined Trump at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California. Despite the spirited exchanges, VOA correspondent Jim Malone does not think any one of them was hurt in the debate.
The field that we see right now, there may be some others who may drop away over time, but right now I don't see anybody based on this debate feeling they have to leave the arena.
Jim Malone. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon denounced Hungary's treatment of migrants Wednesday after police fired tear gas and sprayed water cannon at hundreds of asylum seekers on the country's border with Serbia.
Men, women, and children fleeing war and persecution deserve real support, including asylum.
Police fought with the migrants after blocking one of the biggest entry points into the European Union. Hungary has put in place tough new anti-migrant laws. The UN Security Council is unanimously demanding the immediate release of the president, the prime minister, and a bunch of other officials being held hostage in Burkina Faso. Renegade members of the Presidential Guard Wednesday detained the officials and are said to be holding them hostage. Reports say the renegades are supporters of ousted President Blaise Compaoré. This is VOA News. Chilean President Michelle Bachelet says at least three people were killed in an 8.3 earthquake and strong aftershocks. The quake prompted a tsunami warning and the evacuation of the nation's coast. The president spoke on television. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center says hazardous waves more than 3 meters above normal are possible. U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl goes before an Army panel at Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio, Texas, Thursday, facing a charge of desertion. Greg Flakus takes a look.
At the hearing Thursday, Army prosecutors will begin laying out their case against Sergeant Bergdahl, focusing at first on the desertion charge. The panel hearing the arguments will either recommend a court-martial or dismissal of charges. The other charge against Bergdahl of misbehavior before the enemy was used nearly 500 times during World War II, but has rarely been used since the war ended in 1945. Greg Flakus, Houston.
Ukraine intends to pursue its campaign to strip Russia of its UN Security Council veto power when the United Nations General Assembly opens its annual meeting later this month. Ukraine's parliament voted unanimously Wednesday in favor of an international initiative to prevent the use of the veto to block Security Council resolutions or actions in cases where conflicts become, quoting now, especially rigid. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States is considering Russia's offer of military-to-military talks on the war in Syria. Kerry held talks this week by telephone with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Top officials of the U.S. Central Bank are preparing to decide if they will raise interest rates for the first time in a decade. Analysts say it's hard to predict what the U.S. Federal Reserve will do or what that impact will be. The decision is expected Thursday. U.S. President Barack Obama will host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in November. White House spokesman John Earnest says the meeting will take place November 9th and will focus on the nuclear agreement with Iran, peace with the Palestinians, and other regional security issues. Mr. Obama says the United States will seek what is called step-by-step opportunities in Cuba until the U.S. Congress lifts the trade embargo on that country, speaking to business leaders Wednesday at the quarterly meeting of the Business Roundtable in Washington. Obama said he does not expect overnight transformation in Cuba. He added that reestablishing diplomatic relations with Cuba will reopen the opportunity for what he called generational change. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.